Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart on What to Count On for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with KCII General Manager Joe Nichols about KCII's Business and Broadcasting Scholarships.
It's that time of year again where KCII is offering applications for students for a couple of scholarships. Can you explain what these are?
So what we do are two $500 business and broadcasting scholarships. So that would go to any of the graduating Iowa high school seniors that will be pursuing either a business and or broadcasting degree at either a two-year or community college or a four-year university. We make the checks out to the university or the college or whatever, but if they're planning to further their education, we want to find a way to help assist them in that.
And what students, what high schools can they apply from?
Really, if you can hear my voice, you're within our range of being able to do that. I sent it out to, the guidance counselors of at least somewhere 10, 15 different schools in the area. So I did try to get it to the guidance counselors that way, I believe. That way you can get those. We have them here at the station, so if you hear this and you haven't gotten one, you can always come pick something up here at the office as well. And I think we'll probably get something on the website as well.
And why does KCII do this every year?
Well, I guess one reason is I believe in furthering someone's education and knowing that can sometimes be a challenge. If there's a way that we can help somebody, even if it's, $500 may not be the end all be all to get them to do it, but we want to find a way to help them to continue with whatever their passion may be. And we do it with either the business or the broadcasting, because both of those are opportunities that we would have inside of our company. So we want to give them an opportunity to grow in a way that if they ever chose to, it could come back and be part of the company here in their hometown or around them in this area. So.
And what kind of feedback have you received from people who have received this in the past?
Always been very positive. I mean, everybody's been very thankful, and it has helped them. Some have come back after they've been through a few years of school and appreciated the help and getting them, started down that path. But ultimately, it really is just, it's fun to see and look through all the different applications that come through. There's a lot of great kids in this area, and a lot of, from all these different schools, and it's always fun, to see all the different things that they're involved with. It reminds me that there's more than just school, right? And that's something I look for too. Is it's not always this was the kid that had the highest ACT scores or SATs or whatever. I look for people that are involved with their communities, involved with the schools, and that shows a lot of character, and that's what I look for when I'm going through this process.
And I know you've had trouble sometimes selecting just the two.
that definitely can be a challenge. It is a challenge because there's so many qualified kids that apply for it. How do you make that choice? And it is tough. So every year when I get all these applications coming through for it, it's a real challenge. I got to sit and study through those a little bit to make a decision, because like I said, I don't just look at here's my academic class rank and my ACT and SAT score and my grade point average, for the 4 years of high school or whatever. That's all important. There's no doubt that is something important, but it's not the one thing that will judge whether or not you receive that. Because like I said, there's a reason why on the application form, we have either work-related experience or your interests and skills and other activities that you may be involved with, because that also speaks volumes to the type of character that you have and the type of person we want to give that to.
And if somebody wants to apply for the scholarship to be considered, when is that due?
So we have to have the applications turned in back to us by May 11th. We will announce then who the recipients of those two scholarships will be on the following Friday on the 18th.
So might as well just get it in now before it gets really busy.
I like having them early. It gives me a chance to, look them over I keep them all filed away so that I can look back through them. But yeah, there's no reason not to turn them in now. Get it in now. That way you're not going to turn it in past the deadline, right? So turn it in today.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with KCII General Manager Joe Nichols talking about the KCII Business and Broadcasting Scholarships. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.